From EdSurge, global math gains for girls are slipping, report finds. Global data on math achievement is revealing a dismaying trend. Girls are doing worse than boys and the margins are huge. Parsing education data into snack-sized servings. In 2023, fourth grade boys outperformed their female peers in a vast majority of schools, growing the gender gap that existed prior to the pandemic. According to an international study released last week, among eighth graders, the rate of boys scoring higher than girls increased exponentially since 2019, rolling back gains in math equity that had been shaping up for more than a decade. Matthias Eck, a program specialist for UNESCO Section of Education for Inclusion and Gender Equality, tells EdSurge that prior data showed girls were catching up with boys in math achievement. But in the latest data, we see that the gap is widening again between girls and boys, and that's at the detriment of girls, which is quite concerning, he says. This international trend echoes what U.S. analysts saw when data from the nation's report card was released last year. The latest analysis is based on data from the Trends in International Mathematics and Science Study TIMSS, a global study published every 4 years that measures math and science achievement among fourth and eighth grade students. The International Association for the Evaluation of Educational Achievement performed the analysis in partnership with UNESCO. The new data is part of the first set of TIMSS results that measure student performance following the onset of the pandemic. The analysis shows that among top performers in fourth grade, 85% of counties' results skewed toward boys. Slightly over half of the countries and territories from which data was collected have an advanced math achievement gap that favors 8th grade boys, while none are lopsided toward girls in either grade. Eck, one of the report's authors, argues the data shows a correlation between longer school closures and higher rates of learning loss in math, with some variation among countries and territories. One of the hypotheses is really that those disruptions during the pandemic may have exacerbated existing disparities and have reduced learning opportunities for girls, and potentially those that were at risk of low achievement have been more affected, Eck says. The fact that girls were out of school and were not in the learning environment, it could have impacted their confidence, but that's just the hypothesis. But the numbers contain other alarming signals. For example, the share of regions with a gender gap among fourth grade students who are failing to reach basic math proficiency is on the rise, and most of them have a higher proportion of struggling girls, according to the report. And while the gender gap in underperformance among eighth graders is shrinking, the proportion of countries and territories where girls have a higher failure rate spiked. Boys and girls are equally able in mathematics, but these learning outcomes can be shaped by a range of factors, Eck explains, and that can be persistent gender stereotypes, but also teacher expectations, and they are based, of course, on those gender stereotypes. UNESCO is pushing education SIS TEMS across the globe to take a hard look at whether their gender equity strategies are working, especially efforts aimed at younger students. Researchers are being cautious when it comes to drawing conclusions about the causes behind the results, but girls' experience of gender stereotypes and confidence in their math abilities can play a role. Eck notes that the consequences of girls' achievement in math can have far-reaching effects in their lives and very real consequences in societies writ large. We know that mathematics is quite foundational to learning across the school subjects. It's also critical for pathways into science, technology, engineering, mathematics careers, he says. These sectors are at the center of innovation, technology advancement, inclusive growth, and sustainable development, so that's quite concerning in terms of those sectors. But there's no widely accepted solution to this problem. Increasing girls' math performance will take work at the national policy level, local communities, within families, and the culture of classrooms, Eck says. And changes have to include challenging gender stereotypes that limit how far girls think they can go in mathematics, he adds. I think what is really critical is that we see those large gaps emerging early, at the fourth grade level when students usually are around 9 or 10 years old, he says. That means that whatever we do, the action we take to address the issue must start quite early and must be very targeted.